I'm going to, yeah, just breathe. Breathe. You may hear Kenneth in the background here. I can hear him doing his second solo in the other room, and it's all prayer, every bit of it, all the music we do, it's all prayer. It's all affirming the presence of God here, active, present within me now, in my mind, in my body, in my life. But you know, I like to start a meditation with the Christ in me is awake now. I always like to remember. I remember God. I remember life. I remember wisdom. I remember love. I remember power, and I remember presence and intelligence. The Christ in me is awake now. Those of you who care to, would you know that with me? The Christ in me is awake now. Yes. And so, as the Christ in me is awake now, the affirmation I chose for today is, I commit myself to my spirituality every day. Every day I start anew, committing myself to my current understanding of God. I don't commit to yesterday's understanding. I commit to today's understanding, because as I commit to today's understanding, God keeps expanding in my understanding. God grows. God becomes so much more in my understanding with each day's commitment. And so I do commit to my spirituality today and every day. And I say, yes, I am open, I am receptive. And that welcome reception in this commitment fills up my body. It fills up all the cells, reminding the cells of my body of the truth of my being. It reminds the cells within my brain the truth of my being. It influences my words, and it leads to right action. When I say right action, it leads to a continuous flow between my thought, my word, and my action, or my thought, my word, and my deed. Yes, in my commitment to my spirituality today, I hear new things, or I hear old things anew. But I can be assured that within my commitment, I am divinely reminded of all that we are, all that we have ever been, and all that we will ever be. And so it makes it worth it to commit to my spirituality each and every day. So as we travel into the silence for a moment here, let us take on the thought, I commit to my spirituality today. I commit to my spirituality today. I commit to my spirituality today. Let's go on in and hear what information is being given us. I commit to my spirituality today, because it pays off. It pays the highest dividends. In my commitment to my spirituality, I see with correct perception. I see you correctly, and I see myself correctly. I see the world I live in correctly. I see all beings correctly. I see my money correctly. I see my body correctly. I see my home correctly. I see the very street I walk upon correctly, in truth. And I see all this in truth because I am continually informed. So knowing this, let's start our journey back here. Back here to this sanctuary. This place called unity. As we come back, let us come back refreshed, renewed, fully aware of the good that has just taken place, that we may say thank you and amen. So I asked my friend Karen Mason if she would record a couple of songs for us for this week. We enjoyed her so much last time, and Britt said, would you ask Karen again? And I said, absolutely. And she's only too happy to do it for us. So let's welcome Karen Mason.
Nothing's impossible, I have found, for when my chins are on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip. And pick yourself up, dust yourself off. Start all over again. Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip. And pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. May be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Oh, won't you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? And pick yourself up, dust yourself off. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off. Start all over again. I'll get some self-assurance if your endurance is great. I'll learn by easy stages if you're courageous and wait. To find the strength I want to, I must hang on to your hand. Maybe by the time I'm 40, or before I'm rigor morti. Nothing too profound, for when my chin is on the ground, I myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your grip, keep your confidence if you slip, and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired, though your troubles keep you in a whirl. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my girl. Won't you remember the women and men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, eat a few cakes, have a few drinks, make a few calls, and then start all
Yay. Thank you, Karen Mason. That's Karen Mason live at Carnegie Hall. In her dressing room, perhaps, at Carnegie Hall. Oh, I make myself laugh. But Karen, I like that. I call today's talk Start Anew. Because it's the only payoff each day. Start anew. Don't drag yesterday into today any more than you have to. Start anew. And I looked up some Bible quotes about starting anew. And listen to these. Ephesians 4:23, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Isaiah 40:31, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. We're going to come back to that one in a little bit. But let's look at the Ephesians real quickly here. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Think about how many times you've been wrong and become glad. Let's be so glad for how many times we have been wrong. It's being wrong sets us free. It's not like we should go out of our way to be wrong, but it sure seems like we do sometimes. And so to look at this, oh, thank goodness I was wrong. Thank goodness I can apologize and I can go on about my business. But I don't have to fight to be right when I'm not. And that's the nice part about that. And it can be let go of. And I find others are much more agreeable when I find I have been mistaken, when I've missed the mark. But if I know I'm right and they don't know that, oh, it can go on and on and on, and it's just, oh, now suddenly we're arguing. I'm already right, but they don't know it because they think they're right. But if I find out I am wrong, oof, the renewing of my mind. Oh, okay, now I can go on about God's business. I was wrong, poof. So now Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the steadfast spirit within me. What does that mean, create in me? Created me a clean heart, oh God. That to me means yesterday's resentments. Out the window, I have been given correct perception. Why? Because I asked. I do believe in asking for correct perception. You know, there's lots of ways you can do it. There's lots of ways I do it. If I'm in the middle of a conflict with somebody, I will just get silent for a moment and say, okay, Spirit, tell me the truth about this. What's actually going on? And I'm always told, I may not get the egoic definition, but I always get if I've come up short somewhere or what it is they're actually asking for. And it's done. And I can say, oh, my goodness, this is what you're asking for. Here, I can give you this. Or, oh, this is what you're asking for. I'm sorry, I can't give you that because I don't have it to give. But I hear you. You've asked for, you want this. Am I correct? Yes. Because a lot of people don't know how to articulate what it is they want. They know a feeling they want, but they don't know how to ask. So many people are just afraid to ask for what they want for fear somebody will say, no, go to hell. And that's not the case for in my life, not the case. But I have to learn how to articulate what I want. And I have to learn how to pray, or learn not how to, but learn to pray for clarity when someone else is not articulating what they want very well. As my goal here is peace and understanding and it doesn't matter. Peace and understanding. That'll be good for now. And so renew a steadfast spirit within me so that I can go on about the business of love rather than confusion. Isaiah 40:31. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. Now, wait for the Lord. Now, I was taught really that Lord means law. So, and those that wait for the law will gain new strength. Yes, because you see, if I seek to apply divine law, metaphysical law, even the earthly laws, if I seek to adhere to them, I will experience greater peace, greater understanding. I will find out the time didn't mean what I thought it meant. I will find out that nothing means what I thought it meant, really. And so to pay attention to those things will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Why? Because we're not walking up a mountain of confusion. We're not walking up a mountain of, oh, geez, I wish I had said this, and I wish I had done this, and, oh, I wish, oh, darn, I wish I forgot to say that. Oh, you know, and, oh, the day gets long and exhausting and boring. It gets a little boring. And by the time you get home, you're just worn out. Wouldn't you say those days when you're trying to get be heard and you can't be heard for some reason, nobody seems to understand what you say. And you it seems like nothing got accomplished. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. And that's what when I lived in New York, I remember if I was out with a friend and we'd go to Chinatown for dinner and we would walk home and from Chinatown, and we both lived in Midtown, and we'd walk home together, talking and comparing notes of spirituality and things. I had several friends I could do this with, and I was never tired when I got home. I was rejuvenated. You know, my feet may have been a little worn out, but I was used to walking so much then, it didn't matter. But my mind was never weary after those big long walks, because I had been focused on the Lord or the law and getting divine understanding within my relationships. It was just great. So Romans 12, 2, one of the more famous quotes about renewal, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is. Now, to me, the will of God is to be happy, joyous, and free. That's what I was taught the will of God is. And so to look at that, say, the will of God for me is to be happy. So the only way I'm going to get that is to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. What does that mean? The renewing of my mind. I'm going to have to get new information, perhaps, or fresh. Maybe fresh information is a better term. You know, my mother's views might not help me to become happy, joyous, and free. So I may have to release what my mother's views that have so influenced me. That doesn't mean I release any love I have for my mother. It may mean I release any hate or resentments I had towards, you know, any of my parents, any of my antecedents, ancestors. But I don't have to release them. I don't have to throw people away. But I have to be renewed. My mind has to be renewed so that I don't keep thinking I have to agree with them in order to be loved, that I'm somehow betraying something in my past by taking on a new thought. Be ye renewed, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, so that you may prove that it is possible to be happy, joyous, and free. Happy, joyous, and free. And when we are aligned with what I call God, with spirit, with truth, when we are aligned with absolute truth, capital T truth, wisdom, intelligence, we are happy, joyous, and free, because we're no longer fighting. We're no longer living in resistance. We are no longer trying to prove that what is wrong could be right. Does that make sense? We're no longer trying to prove the false to be true, because we never will. We might try, we might convince a few people that the false is true. We've seen that done a lot lately, where people have believed in lies and what is untrue. And then other people are mad because people are believing that. But in our transformation, by the renewing of our mind, you know, I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. Think of it in that term. I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. Whenever my mind is renewed, I am transformed. Whenever my mind is renewed, I am transformed. And that, if you look at it that way, and whenever my neighbor's mind is renewed, he or she is transformed. You know, if my neighbor does something to offend me, it has happened in my life. for me to call them names, for me to hate them, for me to hold tremendous grudges, that's not a renewing of the mind. That's a renewing of misery. And if every day I wake up telling myself that my neighbor is somehow bad, that my neighbor is someone to be wary of, to think of, think of as dangerous, that's not a renewing of my mind, and I am not transformed in the eyes of God to know the will of God, which is to be happy, joyous, and free. As long as I hate my neighbor to any degree, I cannot possibly live in the will of God, which is to be happy, joyous, and free. So now let's look at the next, this last one, Colossians 3:10. I'm going to read from the Holy Spirit's interpretation for this one. And the verse says from the Bible, and have put on, we're very casual here, and have put on the new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. So let's look up the Holy Spirit's interpretation of Colossians. You know what's funny? I looked up verse 1 of the book instead of verse chapter 3. That's really funny. Really, really, really funny. So I guess we'll be reading 2. So we're going to look at 1 here. And it says, grace is within you all. Grace is within you. So can we accept that? Grace is within me. It says, all of the love that is needed for the healing of your soul has been placed within the inner chamber of your own heart. We invite you to join us in the kingdom of light, which is our inheritance given us by our God. We extend our hand to you in patience and gratitude, grateful that you have turned your attention to us. We bid you listen to our every word as we whisper within the true desire of your heart. Listen to our song and know your own. Follow us into the kingdom that is your home. The Christ is your truth. It is the law of love. It is the process of creation. It is that which is you. What are you then if you are the Christ? You are the flow that is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things within time. You are the heavens and the earth, the bees and the sunshine. You are the process that made all things and is all things, so that they live through the process that created them. You are the flow of life and separate from nothing that is life, for that which flows through them is the process that you are. You are beyond concepts and differences and form, and within the life force that is all things. So, I'm going to read a little bit of this next part. Your imaginings have cut you off from the awareness of the life force that you are. But that awareness has not been cut off from you. We represent that awareness within your mind. Listening to our song brings that awareness back to you. So what we're talking about here is accepting the Christ in us. The Christ in me is awakened now. What is the Christ? The Christ is the awakened mind. The Christ in me is my memory of God. The Christ in me is my memory of good. The Christ is the memory of life. The Christ is the memory of love. And in those awakened memories, then I can remember health. Then I can remember peace. Then I can remember well-being. Then I can remember the good that I am, the good that I have always been. See, then I can remember what is. And when I'm remembering what is, I'm no longer thinking about what isn't. The Christ in me is awake now. In the mornings when I awake, I usually say, hi, God. I look right in the mirror and I say, hi, God. And then I say, the Christ in me is awake now. So I want to identify with that part of me that Jesus practiced, the Jesus of my understanding. I can't tell you how literal Jesus is or not, but I believe in a figure named Jesus that practiced the Christ presence, even if whether he had the word or not. But what he practiced was a oneness with his source, his invisible source. He knew that source because he meditated and he prayed and he heard the voice. He heard the voice for God that spoke to him in a way that he could hear. And I sought that voice to speak to me in a way that I could hear. And over the years, it has spoken loud and clear about a lot of things. And part of it is, you know, to get my practice going. And so my practice each day as I start anew for new old information. And so the Christ in me is awake now, my God. And the memory starts. And I smile more. And I laugh more. And I'm kinder and gentler. And I seem to have insights into things I otherwise would not have. And so for all of us to look that way and see, oh, I know things now again. And I know them in a different way. You see, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, I couldn't have known this, whatever this happens to be, in the way that I'm knowing it now. But with each day of spiritual renewal, I know it now. I know it now in the way I know it. And so I don't have to concern myself that I didn't know it then. And I don't have to concern myself with what I don't yet know in my heart and in my mind. Now, that will come if it is for the best for me. If I continue with my daily spiritual renewal, the awakening of the Christ in me each and every day, then I stand a chance. So you see, Karen's song, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, because I fall down. I fall down, I go boom, and I go ouch, and I go, oh, I wish I hadn't fallen down. And then I go, but I did fall down. I forgot something of my divine nature, and I fell down physically, emotionally, whatever. I fell down, and then I pick myself up, I dust myself off, and I start all over again. This past week has been a series of hard days, not bad days, hard days. It's a lot of work, it's a lot of focus, a lot of paying attention, and they're long days, and it's wearing. Plus, I need to be present for the church here, and I need to be present for David and our home, and for friends and what have you. It's a lot to commit to. I'm not complaining. Clearly, I have it in me to be able to commit to it. But each day, I pick myself up. I dust myself off. I start all over again. And I'll tell you why. Because it is my thought. I live in a life that is made up of love. And I forget it frequently. But I know I live in a life that is made up of love. And everywhere I look, I see love. Whether I know I'm seeing it or not, I know I am seeing love. Love is right here in front of me. And you know, you want to see if you see love? Look at this face. Ooh, I'm so cute. That's love. That is love looking right back at you. So just accept it. But so's the plant. The plant is love as well. So the books behind me, they are love as well. The air is love. Everywhere I look, I insist that it is love. I am surrounded by love. Why? How do I know this? Because God is love itself. And I am what God is. Now, in my entity here, I may not be all what God is, but it takes all that God is to make this beauty you see in front of you. And so to understand that, there's no reason to question it anymore. Every day I start anew in order to remember I am surrounded in love. I live in love and I can't not. And so when I question, it's like, is this love? Is this love? Is this love? It doesn't feel like love. It doesn't feel. I thought love was more fun than this. I thought love was this. I thought, no, love just is. And today I accept I'm in love. Love just is. And today I accept I'm in love. Would you know that with me? Love just is. And today, I accept I'm in love. Let's know it again. Love just is. And today, I accept I'm in love. And we're supposed to do these things three times, so let's do it again. Love just is. And today, I accept I'm in love. Let's listen to Karen sing one more time.
A secret. I got a little secret. A secret. A secret kind of secret. I'm aching for to shout it to every daffodil and tell the world about it. In fact, I think I will. If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. With moons all around and cows jumping over, there's something amiss and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love. If this isn't love, winter is summer. If this isn't love, my heart needs a plumber. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows. I'm busting with bliss and I'll kiss your hand if this isn't love. I'm feeling like the apple on top of William Tell. With this I cannot grapple because you're so adorable. If this isn't love.